Nisechtas Bava Basra, Daf Chof Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof and Beis at the Mishnah. And the Mishnah begins, Chanusha B'chotzer Yochalim Chais B'yadei V'lei Malei Eni Yochalisha Mikol Nechnasa Mikol Yaitzin, that if a neighbor in a chotzer opens a store, then the rest of the neighbors have the ability to be Meicha and to stop him and hold him back from opening the store. And they could say to him that we can't sleep because of the sound of all the people that are coming and going. However, the Mishnah continues, Avol Isa Kalim, but someone that lives in a chotzer can manufacture Kalim. And the Mefarshim explained that he could also set up a millstone, as we learned previously, and Yaitzu Mecha B'Techa Shuk, and although he can't open up his store by his home, and he can't have people buy these kalim from his house, however, he could then take his kalim and go and sell them in the marketplace, and Ve'inu Yachalim Chais B'Yadei V'Loim B'Loi, Einu Yachalisha and Loim Mikol Patish, V'Loim Mikol Erechayim, V'Loim Mikol Etenekis, and the other members of the Chatzah cannot be Mecha, and they can't stop him from manufacturing these kalim and from setting up his Erechayim, and they can't say to him that we can't sleep because of the noise that the hammer makes or the millstone makes or from the sound of children that are coming into the chatzar. And Rashi explains that the Havmina right now is that if there are children that are coming to buy wine and oil and anything that's sold in a store, and we begin our Gemara, and therefore the Gemara is Maishan Ratio, Maishan Sefer, that what is the chiluk that in the ratio we stated that neighbors can be Meicha and they could tell the store owner that we can't sleep because of the kol nechrasim mikol yaitzin, and why is it that in the sefer we said that you can't have a taina, that you can't open your store based on the fact that children are coming to buy merchandise from you? And the Gemara answers, Amabaya sefer son lechatzah acheres, that in the chenami the sefer is not talking about a similar case of the resha, and the sefer teaches us that if Reuven lives in chatzah A and Shimon lives in chatzah B, and Reuven wants to open a store in chatzah A, so Shimon who lives in chatzah B cannot tell Reuven that since your chatzah is right next to our chatzah. For example, in a case where they share a mavoi, and Shimon says to Reuven that I can't sleep because of the kol tinaikis that are coming into this chatzar and they're disturbing me. The Gemara continues, Amalei Rava, so Rava says to Abaya, Ihochi listi chatzar cheres mutar. If the pshat in the Mishnah is as you're saying, then the Mishnah should just state that as long as you're making a store in a separate chatzar, then people in another chatzar cannot be meicha, and they can't stop you from opening a commercial store in your own chatzar. And why did the Mishnah actually state that the problem is mikol? The Gemara continues, Elam Rava, and therefore Rava explains, and we continue on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, Sefer Son, Tanaikis Shabbos Rabban, that in the Chinami, the case of the Sefer is not referring to someone opening a store, and the Mishnah teaches us that if a teacher wants to start a school, then no one could stop him, and the people of his own Chatzah will not be able to claim any Yachal Lishon Mikol HaTinaikis. And as Rashi explains, at the top of Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, Ba'af Agav, the Kol Bar Machim Zachirim, Loi Matzim Echuye, and even though these children are coming from a different chatzah, the people of this chatzah cannot be meicha. And before we continue with the Gemara that will explain why a school has a different halacha, let us first go back to the original question of the Gemara of Maishna Reisho, Maishna Sefer. And as we explain, the Gemara Shaila is, why is it then the Sefer we stated that you can't claim that I can't sleep Mikol HaTinaikis? And I entice the Dibba Maskel, Maishna Reisho, Maishna Sefer, where he explains the Gemara as Rashi did, that Hasha Saka Daitok, the Tinaikis the Sefer, Hainu Shaboyin Liklis, and therefore the Gemara asks, what's the difference between the Reish of the Mishnah and the Sefer of the Mishnah? And the only focus of the Gemara is on the last three words of the Mishnah of V'loi Mikol HaTinaikis. And Taisus is bothered that why didn't the Gemara also ask Mishnah Reish or Mishnah Sefer? Why is it that the Reish we stated that the neighbors can say to a storekeeper, Eini Yachalisha Mikol HaNechnasim Mikol HaYaitzin? However, in the Sefer, where someone's manufacturing kelim in his chatzah, they can't claim to him that Eini Yachalisha V'loi Mikol HaPatish V'loi Mikol. What is the difference between the Reish and the Sefer? And Taisa states, Avon Patrish Rechaim Leiparach, the Insham Nechnasim V'yotzin, as since in the Sefer, the one that's manufacturing these items actually lives in the Chatzar, and there aren't other people that are coming from the outside of the Chatzar, so the neighbors cannot hold back someone that lives in the Chatzar from using their own Rishus in a manner that they want to use it, and in a manner that will be profitable for them. And Taisa explains that even in the case of Rechaim, Mishiyesh Lechitin Lutchain, that someone that has wheat to grind, so he gives it to the owner of the millstone and he grinds it. And similarly, in the case of a patish, the Ritvah explains that the actual problem of the Reisha is not because of the actual sounds and it's not because of the extra noise, but perish loy machmas hakol, should we call a patish v'yachayim kosher medu, the sound of a hammer as well as a millstone is even worse than the sounds made by people that are just walking in and out of the chatzah. And even so, ein yachluchas b'yadei k'diktani sefer, and as we know, the sefer stated that you can't be meicha. El And the actual reason is that his neighbors could say that we don't want so much traffic in our chatza. That is lav dafka. And Rav Dvar points out that when our Mishnah stated chanusha b'chatza yachalim chalis piyadai, the Mishnah is dafka talking about a case of a chatza, as if this case would be a mavoi, then you would not be able to claim that there's a riboy of nechnasa v'yaitzin, and you wouldn't be able to claim that there's a problem of noise pollution, since ultimately people are walking in and out of a mavoi, and they have access to the mavoi, and therefore, even without the store being there, there would still be noise, and there would still be traffic, and therefore, the bnei mavoi cannot be meicher to the storekeeper. And the Dvar also states that when our Mishnah stated that aval oisa kelim yoytzu meicher b'teich ha'shok, perish for aval pishul upon meicher b'besai, and even though at times he will sell in his home, in b'kaklum darayu, as since it is temporary, therefore there is no issue. And our Gemara continues that why is there a difference by a school, and why can't be meicher by tineikah shabbos rabban, whom in takonis yeshua ben gamal ve'ilach, and the halach of our Mishnah is applicable from the time of takonis yeshua ben gamal and forward, dam Rabbi Yehuda Rav, as Rabbi Yehuda stated in Rav Bram, Zachar Isa Ish L'Tayv, Yeshua ben Gamla Shmai, that we should remember the following person L'Tayv, and his name was Yeshua ben Gamla, and Shilmali Hu Nishtakak Tayyar Yisrael. Without Yeshua ben Gamla, then Terry would have been forgotten from Klai Yisrael, and we saw a similar Lashon B'degei Reb Chia on that Pehei in Bar Mitzia, Kama G'daylim Ma'isichia, and the Gemara tells us what Yeshua ben Gamla was Masakin, Shebetchila Mishayish La'av Malam Nitayra, as originally anyone that had a father, the father would teach him Tayra, and Mishayin La'av, if someone did not have a father, and either he was Yasim or his father was not capable, he wasn't able to learn Torah. And my Dorish, and what was the Makar, that the only one that is responsible to teach Torah to a child is their father, is because the Pasuk says in Pashas Ekev, in the Pasha of Kriyashma, Velamadtem Oysam, that you should teach them. And the word Oysam is written Chasa, and it's written without a Vav, and therefore we dash in as if the Pasuk states, Velamadtem Atem Espenechem, that you must teach your children, and this mitzvah is mutal on the father and not on anyone else. And as Rashi says, Av atzmai mitzuvah lelamdai. Now in the second taste of the Amid, v'lamadtem oisim v'lamadtem atem, yesh sforim d'li gasi v'lamadtem atem, v'dorish midachsiv v'lamadtem, by the fact that the Torah states v'lamadtem mashma me'atzmachem, and from the word v'lamadtem itself, it's mashma that this mitzvah applies to the father and not on anyone else. And therefore, when the Chacham saw that it was a problem, heskinu de umisaka and shiu meshivim melamdi t'nekes b'yushlayim, and they set up that there were teachers in Yushlayim, and my dorish, and why they set up dafkin Yushlayim, as they dashed him from a pasuk in Yeshaya, kimitzin teitzei teira udvar Hashem Yushlayim. And the Ritva explains that the chiddush wasn't only that they set up teachers and they set up schools for children in Yushlayim, but the chiddush was that they required the tzibur to pay for the education of the children. However, the Gemara continues, v'adayim mishi yesh la'av hayamaylu malabdai, and even so, this did not take care of the problem, as if someone had a father, they would bring them up to Yushlayim and they would be able to learn teira, and mishi in la'av lo ya'ilu v'lamed, and someone that did not have a father, they would not be brought up to Yushlayim, and they would not be able to learn, and therefore eskinu shiyu mashivim b'chol plach plach. And at that point, they actually set up a new takana that they should set up schools not only Yushlayim but also in many other areas. They weren't necessarily in every country, and each school was still spread out very far from each other, and therefore it was still very difficult and very dangerous for children that were young to go and travel to these areas. And therefore, only children that were 16 or 17 years old would travel to these yeshivas to learn. And since these teenagers did not learn Torah beforehand, and therefore they didn't have a geshmak in Torah, so Mishai Rabbi Kreislav, any of these teenagers that the Rebbe would get upset at them, mevad by v'yatza, so the child would rebel and would leave the school, at Shabbat Yeshua ben Gamla v'tikin, and finally Yeshua ben Gamla got up, and he was mesakin, shiu meshiv v'malamni t'nekes b'chol medina medina b'chol v'ir v'ir, that you set up malamni t'nekes in every single country and every single city, u'machlis n'isa k'ben sheish k'ben sheva, and then even children that were 6 and 7 years old would be able to go and learn Torah. And Taisus explains, k'ben sheish k'ben sheva k'ben sheish b'bari, if they were healthy, they would go at 6 years old, k'ben sheva b'chachosh, and if a child was weaker, he would only start learning at 7 years old. And Rashi explains, takonis Yeshua ben Gamla, ech min ha-kehanim g'deilim she'andu b'yasheni k'ram v'vamis, that he was one of the kehanim g'deilim that was in b'yasheni, as the Gemara states in Masechet Yevamos on daf samach aleph. And Taisus points out, hu oisa ish to Amr Rabbi Yosef, that he's the same person that Rabbi Yosef stated in Yevamos, takavad dinri aylele matar bas baisis liyani amelch ad ukun yishu ben gamli bekan ravi mitzadik gomor hoya kadesh kon hacha. And as we see in our Gemara, he was the tzadik gomor, and even though matar bas baisis went and actually bought a position for him, it's not because he was a rasha and therefore she had to pay for it, but she wanted to make sure that Yeshua ben Gamla, who's a tzadik, became the kohen gadol. And Taisus points out, And although in the Gemara in Yevamis it states katakachazina hacha, and its mashmarei wasn't such a adukum chashuv, zaktaisis lefishahu achem chashuvim menu, that certainly there were people that were more chashuv than him, and therefore there was a taina. And Ayin Ritva points out that by the fact that Matar Bas Baisis had to pay in order to make sure that he was installed as a kohen gadol, al maloi have an adam kasha, so it seems that he wasn't adam kasha, and therefore the Yeshua ben Gamla in our Gemara must be a different Yeshua ben Gamla. And then he states inami yishleima the hu, that's actually the same person who busted the shemesh bekuna gadolio hichshem meisav hoyechassid that in a chenami once he became the kohen gadol, then he became great and he became a chassid. And let us see the third taisis on the Amid diva maskal kimitzi and teitzitera the fisha yirei kedusha gadolio the kohanim iskin bavoida hoy mechaven libo yois liyur shemayim velu mitayra kedashim besefri lemantil malira. As we know, gadol meisav sheni shemivu de talmud the fisha oim bishleim at shiyecha meisav sheni shloi by yirei shekulam iskin bemlech shemayim vavoida hoy gam hum mechuven liyur shemayim vaisi bitayra. And the Gemara just mentioned machdis isik keben sheish keben sheva, and the Gemara continues omalei rav le rav shmuel bashelas, that rav said to rav shmuel bashelas, and some actually agrees ki hada omalei rav le rav shmuel bashelas at shis late to kabel, then till 6 you should not accept any children to learn mikam ve'el kabel, and from here forward you should accept a child to learn Torah va'asvele ketura, and at that point you should start stuffing the child just like you would stuff an ox in order to make it stronger. And as Rashi says va'asvele hachilo veshko Torah ba'kachoy, and even though it's ba'kachoy and kishar shenaisen le'oil atzavari, just like we place a yoke on the neck of an ox ba'kachoy and he doesn't have a choice, this is also similar to the Gemara that stated machlisa iskem ben tesayin keben yudayin u'mishahi rabbi koislov ma'bid boi v'yotza, and we see over there that it's not good to force someone that's older to learn Torah. However, the Gemara is teaching us that if there's a young child, then you could force him to learn Torah, and eventually he'll taste the sweetness of Torah. And Ayin Rashi, the Rav Shmuel Bashelis, was melamed Tanekisaya based on the Gemara that we had on Daf Chesam Beis, and the Gemara continues, Va'omli Rav Rav Shmuel Bashelis, and Rav also said to Rav Shmuel Bashelis, who was melamed Tanekis, ki melchus liyanuka leitimche el barakten misana, that even if you have to hit a child, make sure you only hit him with a shoelace. And as Rashi says, klema maka kala shleyuzok, that it should only be a very light slap, and it shouldn't be mazikim, and the kari kari, and those children that will take the musa and will learn the loy kari lehavit safta lechavrei, and even those children that will not learn, you should not throw them out, as at least they'll be together with children that are learning Torah, and this way they'll learn from their ways, and at some point they will start learning. And Rashi states lehavit safta lechavrei ein chazakuk liyaser yois midai v'loy v'salkum ufanecha el yeshiv amachirim b'tzafta v'seifed lost his slave. And the Mashal says a bit different, and he explains that you shouldn't throw out a child, as then the children that are in yeshiva will actually see that those children are running wild and will think that they were having a good time, and therefore they will go join them and they will also leave yeshiva. And before we continue, let's see Taisis Diva Maskel with Basim and Bashis Loite Kabel, the Tanam Mesechtes Avos Ben Chomishan and Mikra, the Lemaise Mesechtes Avos. We learned that a child that's 5 years old should start learning Mikra and should start learning Chomish, and our Gemara states that Basim and Bashis Loite Kabel, they should not accept a child that's less than 6. And Taisis explains that the Mishnah Mesechtes Avos is talking about a bar legamri, that this child is very healthy and very smart. And some explain that there is no machlekes between our Gemara and the Mishnah in Avos, as when the Mishnah in Avos states that the child is 5 years old, that's referring to a child that's 5 years and a day old, and therefore he's in his sixth year, and that's what our Gemara means when it says bebatim and bashis like the kabel. And Ritva says that in a chenami, a child that's less than 6 years old is not ready to go to a school. However, when the Mishnah Maseches Avos states ben chamishan on the mikra lagilu aviv b'mikra, it's referring to the father having chiyuv to start teaching him Torah. The Gemara continues, Meisvei, let us ask a question on Rava, who stated that the Sefer Mishnah is talking about Tinekes Shabbos Rabban, and neighbors in a chatzah cannot stop someone from opening a school in their chatzah and teaching children Torah. The Gemara asks from a Braisa, as the Braisa states, Echom b'nei chatzah shebikesh lasis reifei umon v'gadi umalami Tinekes b'nei chatzah ma'akvin lov, that if there's someone in a chatzah that wants to become a moil, or wants to become a bloodletter, or wants to become a weaver or melami tenekis, so bnei chotzer ma'akvin lov, and as Rashi says, b'preishem ma'berlein kol nichnas v'yotzin, and therefore the chayyur you see against Rava, as the Braisa clearly says that you could hold someone back from being a melami tenekis, and the Gemara answers hachamay skinon b'tenekis da'akam, that in a chenami this Braisa is not talking about teaching a child Torah, and it's talking about teaching non-Jewish children. And as Rabbeinu Gershom states in Reitz Alum by Sefer Refuah, I mikra yachal lakav lov d'leim matzi oved, And Rabbeinu Gershom explains that we're talking about teaching secular studies to non-Jewish students, and he also says that you'll teach these non-Jewish children to learn Mikra and to learn Chumash, and we're forced to discuss how is it mutter to teach a non-Jewish child Mikra, and how can you teach them Torah? And Ayin Ritva, who states, "B'tinekes da'akam pirish and melamdan umas," that you're teaching them a trade, v'huad din d'Yisrael, and really it would be the same din when you're teaching a Jewish child to learn a trade, ela ochre musanakot, and shederach t'inekes d'Yisrael umitzvasim l'loin din Torah, that not only is it the normal way for a Jewish child to learn Torah, but it's also a mitzvah to teach him Torah. But also lamed Torah legoi, the chesiv mishpat and bal yudom. But after pisha also lamedam umnais mishum eva shari, I will lamed Torah lo ilam asa ayin sham. And the Gemara continues. Tashma will bring another raya against Rava from a brisa that states shneim shiyashim bechatzah ubikish echem and lasis roifei veumen vegadim lamed tnekes chaverim akiv love. And the brisa states a similar din that we learned in the prior brisa, and it states that the two people live in a chatzah, and one of them wants to become a doctor, or a moil, or a bloodletter, or a weaver, or a melamed tenekes, then his friend could be ma'akev. Once again, lefi Rava, how could you be ma'akev him from becoming a melamed tenekes? And the Gemara answers, hachinam b'tenekes da'akum, and it's a bit tzarech bia, as the habmina of the Gemara that asked this question on Rava, as certainly we could have answered the same teretz, b'tenekes da'akum. And the Gemara continues with another question on Rava, tashma, mishi yesh lebayis b'chatzah shutrim, if Ruvain owns a home in a shared chatzah, ha'reze lo yas. So it's also for Reuven to rent out his home to a moil, or to a bloodletter, or to a weaver, or to a Jewish teacher, or to a non-Jewish teacher. And l'chir, what is the difference between a Sefer Yehudi and a Sefer Amoy? It must be that Sefer Yehudi is teaching children Torah, and therefore it's a question of Rava that how can you be ma'akev? And the Gemara answers, hachem ha'eskinim b'sefer masa, that over here we're talking about a case where this person was not only running a small school, but he was the head of a school. And as Rashi says, Milame Tanekasira, that he was in charge of all the children in the city, and he had other teachers that worked under him, and he actually gave direction as to how to teach. And even though Rava says that you can't hold someone back from opening a school, however, once there is a very large school, then there's a kol gadol, and therefore the Bnei Achatzah could be ma'akev. And Rashi is bothered that why does the Brisa state lo yaschirenu, that he can't rent out his house, as the Huadin La'atzmoy Shal Yasir Reifay Umar. As we stated beforehand, that he himself can't use his home for these purposes, and they could be ma'akev. And we learned the word Sefer Masa as Rashi did. However, Rabbeinu Gershom states, she was Sefer Ira, that he is actually the scribe of the city, and she places stories of Sfarim Lakal, and therefore, Matsu Ma'akev, Machbis and Echdasa, that's like, Vestim Efrashim, Besapa Masa, Shemigalea, Kobe Ira, and we're referring to a barber, and I intase to do a maskal, Besefer Masa, and Lachir, according to the second Pshad and Rabbeinu Gershom, then Rabbeinu Gershom was Gerius Sapa Masa, which refers to a barber. The Gemara continues, Amar Rava, Rava states, Mitakonis Yishuv Ben Gamal Ve'ilach, from the point where Yishuv Ben Gamal set up Takonis, and set up that there should be schools in every city, Loi Mamtina Yinukum Masa Masa, you can't have a child that travels between two cities, and as Rashi says, Lilmoy Miyayim Liyayim, and this child will travel every day to learn, and the Gemara is not speaking about a child that's going to board in another city. Rashi explains that the reason why you can't do so is Shema Yuzuk Bedrachim, as maybe the child will be injured while he's traveling, and Rashi explains that l'chir we have a cloud that shluch mitzvah in zaken, and Rashi says shasot mekatri b'shas sakana shenema penyukrenu asayin, and as we find by the brothers of Yosef al yuchal lachov bnei oisim maso l'hoishim malamni tenekes, and even if there's only one child, you could still force the city to pay for malamni tenekes in order to teach his child. I am the second to bound tesis dibel maskum and takonas yeshu ben gavon ve'ilach loy mamtin yinukum masal maso uchgoyin sheyesh kan chafei yinukay shemuin l'haskal. And we're talking about a case where in this city there were 25 children, and therefore at that point the city is forced to hire a teacher. And Rava continues, however, the people of the city could say to a father that you can't force us to hire another Rebbe because you live on a further part of the city, as Lemaiso, this child could travel from one Beis HaKnesses to another Beis HaKnesses. However, even in one city, if there would be a river between the two different areas, then we wouldn't allow the child to travel, as once again, it would be dangerous, and therefore the people of the city would have to hire another teacher to teach in that Beis HaKnesses. And L'chir L'fi Rashi, even though there's only one child living next to the Beis HaKnesses, and L'chir L'fi Taisis, this would only be relevant if there were 25 children living in that part of town. And Mi'ikot Tetur and Mamtinon, and if there's a very wide bridge that is very safe to walk on, then the child could still go across this river. However, Mi'ikot Gamal Loi Mamtinon, if there's a narrow bridge, which is a rope bridge, and therefore it's very difficult to traverse that bridge, then a child should not be be sent over that bridge, as once again, it could be dangerous, as the Zimnin Denafal. Rabbeinu Geshem actually describes the Gamra, Gesho Asur Mineset Tsar, that this refers to a bridge that was made from narrow boards, Umishne Tzidei Anor, Kvuyin by Yibayzi Seydeis, V'Koshe Chevel Echem Yizelazer, and a tie rope from one end to the other, Oysen Oivin Al Oysen Neset Tsar, Soim Chiyudeyim Bechevel, V'Oivin Avel Tneike She'im Bein Das Lisbeich, Loi Mamtinon, Dilma Ozl Chudei, V'Nafel Ayin Shom. And the reason why we mentioned the idea of 25 children is based on the next Gemara, as Ba'amar Rabin, Rabbi states, Sach Mikri Dadaki, Esven Chemishi Yenuki, and some learn that the Gemara is telling us that the maximum amount of children that one Rebbe could teach is 25 children, and others learn that the only time that the city has a chiyuv to actually hire a teacher is only once they have 25 children. And as we saw beforehand, this is actually the Shita of Taisis, and Taisis actually specifically states this in the last Taisis of the Amid, as he states, Sach Mikri Dadaki, Chafe Yenuki, Av Pachas Mikan, Ein Bnei Yir, Yechon Lachu Zezeh, Lahaskal Hemelamed. And clearly, according to the other Rishonim, including Rashi, then if there is already one child in the city, then we could already force the Bnei Yir to pay for Melamed Tanaikis, and the Gemara just telling us that the maximum amount of children that one teacher should teach is 25 children. And Rava continues, Ve'yeka Chamshin, Maisfin and Trey, and once you have 50 children in the city, then the city has to pay for two Rabbeim, Ve'yeka Boren, Mukmin and Reish Tuchna, and if there are only 40 children, then you don't have to hire a full-time Rebbe, and you don't have to pay him a full salary, and instead you could hire an assistant Rebbe, and as Rashi says, Reish Tuchna, Shemeim Atanaikis, Mepiyah Melamed, Mechoizu Mashkir, Mepiyah Atanaikis, that this assistant listens together with the Tanaikis to the teacher, and then he goes and reviews it with the rest of the children in order to make sure that they understand what the Rebbe taught them. And the Gemara states, Umesayin Leimim Masa, and as Rashi states, V'isu Reish Tuchna, Neito Sacha, Umesayin Leimim Masa, Lischaloy, Isu Reish Tuchna, and the city has to pay for the assistant, and it's not the responsibility of the Rebbe to take away from his salary and pay for an assistant. And the Gemara continues, V'omer Rav, and Rav states, Hai Mikri Yenuke Degaris, V'ikra Chinna Degaris Tfeimine, that if Reuven is a Rebbe in the city, and he actually teaches well, and Shimon, who teaches even better than Reuven, wants to take over the position, Loi Misalkin Le, we will not remove Reuven from the position. And the Gemara explains, Dilma Asa L'Shushule, and Rashi explains, Yispar B'libay She'in K'maisai, that Shimon will be a Balgaiva, and a feel that there's no one better than him, and he will be lax in his duties, and he won't teach his children very well, and they won't be scared that they might remove him, as Lamaisi he knows that he's the smartest person in town, and he's the best teacher in town. However, the Gemara continues, Rav Dimi Minadoma argues on Rava, and he says, that certainly will be Masalkinle, and will remove the first teacher, and will install the second teacher, and certainly the second teacher will have to make sure that he keeps teaching on a very high level, as my timer can save him Tabe Chachma, by having competition that increases Chachma. And Rashi states, Kol Shkein Kishechashavnu Yitin Leiv Liyas Lamed Yafa Shedoyg Mekinis Chaveir Shasaku Mipanav Shevashenu Mbeir. And Shimon will always be on his best behavior, and he'll be on top of his game, as he knows that Reuven was taken away from his job, and therefore he'll know that Reuven is going to try to increase his knowledge and become a better Rebbe in order to be able to get his job back. And certainly Shimon will not want this to happen, as then he'll be embarrassed. And the Gemara continues, Rav states, Hani Trei Mikri Dadaki, Chad Gars Vlei Dayek, V'Chad Dayek Vlei Gars, that if you have a choice between two Melamedi Tanaikis, one learned a lot, but he's not so Medayek, and as Rashi states, Shaloi Min Habe, he learned a lot, Vlei Dayek, Belimada Tanaikis, Shaloi Yishtapshu, and he's not Medayek to make sure that the children understand the proper shot, and they're not making any mistakes. And the other candidate, although he's Medayek, and he makes sure that the children understand the proper shot, however, he doesn't know as much, and he won't teach them as much. And Rava states, Mesfina Hu De Gars Vlei Dayek, that we install the Rebbe that is a greater Talmud Chacham and will teach his children a lot more Torah, even though he's not so medayik as to making sure that the children understand what he's teaching them. And the reason is because even though the child may make a mistake, but at some point the child will realize his mistake and he'll understand the pshat. However, once again, Rav Dimon Adar, argues on Rav, and he says, "My Svina Medayik Vlegaris, you should make sure to hire the Rebbe that's much more medayik with the children and make sure that they understand proper pshat, even though he's not a bigger Talmud Chacham. And my entire Shabeshta Kiyun all, as once a person makes a mistake, then it's very hard to get rid of that mistake." And the Chsiv and the Gemara now brings a Pasuk Malachim Aleph and a story in order to show us that Shabeshta Kiyun all, as the Pasuk states in Malachim Aleph, Kisheshes Chadashim Yashav Sham Yoyev Chol Yisrael Ad Hichus Kol Zachar Be'adayim, that Yoyev Ben Sriya, who was the general, went to war together with all Klai Yisrael against Amalek, and he destroyed all the males in Edayim, and Ki Asal Kamei David. And when Yoyev Ben Sriya came to David to report about the war, Amalei, so David said to Yoyev, Chayiv, and we continue on the Chof Alam Beis. My time of the Sachi, why did you not kill the females and you only killed males? A Malay and Yoiv responded to David, Tichsiv, as the Pasuk states, Timcha Zichar Amalek, that you have to destroy the males of Amalek. And a Malay and David responded, for Nan Zecha Kuinan, that the proper way to read this Pasuk is that you have to destroy all the remembrance of Amalek, and this includes the males and females, as well as all the animals of Amalek. And a Malay, so Yoiv ben Tzruya responded to David, Anoz Zechayar Akrayan, that I remember that when I was a child, I was taught that you read the Pasuk, Timcha Zechar Amalek, referring to males and not females. And the Gemara continues, Azul Shail Rabbi, so Yoiv ben Tzruya went to ask his Rebbe as to how he taught the Pasuk, and Amalei, so Yoiv ben Tzruya said to his Rebbe, Hecha Krisen, how do you teach the Pasuk? And Amalei, his Rebbe responded, Zeched, I taught you properly, and I said that the Pasuk reads, Timcha Zecha Amalek, referring to the remembrance of Amalek, and he didn't teach you that it's only males and not females. But Lamai said, this Rebbe wasn't medayik so much, and didn't make sure that Yoiv understood the lesson, and therefore, Shokov Safsiri Lemitlei, so Yoiv took out his sword, and he wanted to kill his Rebbe. Amalei, so his Rebbe said, Amai, why would you kill me? And Amalei and Yoiv responded to his Rebbe, Dichsiv, as the Pasuk near me states, Ara Oysu Melechas Hashem Ramiya, that curses the one who is negligent in Melechas Hashem. And Amalei, so his Rebbe responded, Shafki Lahu Gavar, the Lakin Ba'ara, that in Chinami, the Pasuk says I should be cursed, but it doesn't say that you should kill me, and therefore you should just leave me alone, and I will live with my curse. And Amalei and Yoiv responded, Ksiv, the end of that Pasuk in Yirmiyah states, for Ara Moinei Chab Midam, that curses the one that holds back his Cherev from the one that caused blood to spill. And therefore we see that there's Smichas of Psukim, and we see that someone that's Ara Isa Melechas Hashem Ramiyah is actually Chayiv Misa. And the Gemara tells us, Ikad Amri Kotle, Ikad Amri Loi Kotle, some say that Yoiv actually killed his Rebbe, and some say they didn't kill him. And the Gemara continues, V'Amar Rava, and by the fact that the Gemara uses a Vav, it seems that this Gemara is going back on the previous Gemara, and the Gemara states that Rava said, Mikri Yenuka Shasla Tavcha V'Umna V'Seif V'Masa Kulan Kamus V'Imdeninu, that one that teaches children, as well as the sharecropper, that actually plants the vines. And as we explained when we learned a similar Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia, that a Shasla is actually someone that creates more value than a standard sharecropper, as well as a bloodletter, as well as a Seif V'Masa, and Rashi said it's Lavla, referring to an actual scribe. And even though Rashi and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph explains Seif V'Masa is Milami Tanoikas Ha'ir, Ayin Sham. However, since in this Braisa we speak about Mikri Yenuka as well as Seif V'Masa, therefore Rashi explains that Mikri Yenuka is referring to a teacher and Seif V'Masa is referring to an actual Sefer. And all of those that are mentioned in this Braisa are considered like they are previously warned, and there's no need to warn them. And if they make a mistake, you can immediately fire them. And as Rashi says, K'musrim V'imdin Damu Shlo Yikaklu, and V'im Kilklu Misalkin L'hu B'loyis Raisa, Afa Pesh Lo Yisru Ben Kaidim L'chein, and even though you didn't give them a previous warning, and it seems that the zero tolerance. However, I know other Rishayim who explain that we're talking about a person that makes constant mistakes, and the din is that once he makes constant mistakes, there's no need to warn him, and you could fire him. Rava continues, Klal L'Milsa, that the general rule is, Kol Pseid L'Hada Musu V'Imidu, that any position where if you make a mistake, it'll actually be impossible to fix the mistake, then you consider Musu V'Imid, and you have a very high level of responsibility, and therefore you could be fired immediately if you don't keep to that level. And Rashi explains, Pseid L'Hada K'goin Eilu Shemis Navla HaBehema, for example, by a Sheikhid, because the Behema becomes a Nevela, or a Harag HaMekiz, or someone that is a bloodletter may kill his patient, by Sefer Kosov Sefer Torah B'Tayis, or the Sefer will make a mistake in the Sefer Torah that will cause it to become puzzle, and you won't be able to fix it. And Ein and Tap Tesis on the Chaval and Beis, Sefer Masa, like my Yishpeh Shekuntra, is Kosov Sefer Torah B'Tayis, the Ein Zip Seder D'Lehada, as this would not be considered a Pseder D'Lehada, the Yechon Le'Giyoi, as you could always fix a mistake in the Sefer Torah, El Kapish L'El, Kosov Shtaris, and it's as I explained previously, that we're referring to a Sefer that wrote Shtaris in the city. And Ein and Tesis Mikri Darki, Perish Bekuntra, by Makabal, that Rashi explains in Masechta Bava Metzia that Pseid Lehadra, that this is considered Pseid Lehadra Mishum de Shabeshta Kivin de Al, as once a teacher teaches a child the wrong pshat, then he won't be able to figure out the right pshat in the future. The Kashal read the Rava Gufe Islay Le'el the Shabeshta Melanovka, as Rava actually argued Ram Nuna, and on Chaf Alpha Manalf he stated that even though you make a mistake, eventually you'll fix up your mistakes. But I'm read have a Pseid Lehadra, the Isha Shimalam Lab Tais, Hemis Batlin, the Isha Shah in Yachin Lachsel Ilam, and the re-explained that the reason why a Mikri Dardaki is considered a Pseid Lehadra is because you're stealing time from the child and time cannot be repaid. And the Rabbanim Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Tes states, Mikri Yenuka Yilafika Pirish Rabbeinu Alfasi the Pasha Biyenuke claiming the Machalut Fei as his Rebbe is hitting the children too much, Inami, the Eloi Tzaitzile, Lo Yechpisle, that if the children are not learning, then he doesn't care there, upsei d'le hadhu, d'le gamri klal, as the children will not learn at all. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Huna teaches us, hai ba mavoy de ukure chaya, that if there's a person that lives in a mavoy, and he sets up a millstone for a business, and he will grind for others, and he will also rent out his millstone, even though we said beforehand that you can't go and set up a millstone in a chatzah, but certainly you're allowed to set up a millstone in a mavoy, v'asu ba mavoy chavre v'kamuka gabe, and then one of his neighbors who lives in a different chatzah, but lives in the same mavoy, comes and sets up a similar business right next to him. So Reuven could say to Shimon that you have no right to set up a similar business in this mavoy as you're restricting me from earning a living. And the Gemara states, let us bring a riot to this din of Rav Huna. As the Brisa states, that if Reuven already had an area where he placed his nets to catch fish, and then Shimon comes and wants to set up his own nets in order to catch fish, then Shimon has to distance his nets away from Reuven's nets, the share of Kemoloi Risa Sadag. And the Gemara asks, Bekamo, and how much is that share? And Amar Rabba Rav Huna Ad Pasa, that the share is up to a Pasa, which is of course a 4 mil or 8,000 Amais, which is a large area. And L'chari, it is similar to the concept Rav Huna taught us. Once Reuven already has a store in the Mavoi, then the neighbor cannot come and set up a similar store. And the Gemara responds that you can't bring Raif and the Brisa to the din Rav Huna, as Shani Dagim, the Yav Visira, that although it may be that the Brisa argues with Rav Huna, and the Brisa may actually hold that if someone wants to set up a millstone where his friend already set up a prior millstone, then he could do so, and there is not a problem with Hasagas Gvul. And the reason why B'negeya Dagim, the Brisa states, you're not allowed to do so, is because Dagim are different, as once they already eye food, then immediately they become fixated on the food, and therefore they will immediately go towards the nets, and therefore by you placing other nets there, you're actually stealing the Dagim from your friend's nets, as the friend was already ready to capture it, and therefore it's considered like he was coined the Dagim already. Rashi states, Sayyid Shinosan in a Bedag, then once one fisherman has an area where he wants to place his nets and he finds an area with a lot of fish and he finds a water hole, then the other fishermen have to move their nets from that area. And Alma and the Gemara thought that this is similar to the din of Rav Huna, and the Gemara answers Shani Dagim the Avi Syria, and Rashi states that right away when they saw food, they are immediately fixated to go to that area, and therefore he's certain that he will actually capture these fish. And but over here, the second person can say, whoever wants to come to my store will come to me, and whoever wants to come to your store will come to you, and you can't say there's a case of Oni HaMahapach B'charara. And the Gemara continues, Omer Ravina Rava, so Ravina says to Rava, Leim Rav Huna Da'am Rav Yehuda, let us say the Shita Rav Huna is only going Lefi the Shita Rav Yehuda, and we know there's Machlek is between Rav Yehuda and Rabbanon, and we will pass like Rabbanon and not Rav Yehuda, and how could it be Rav Huna will be going like the Shita of Yochid and like Rav Yehuda? The Tana, as the Mishnah Mistach Sabab Metzia teaches us, Rav Yehuda Imer, Rav Yehuda states, Lo Yichalik Chemveni Kleyes Ve'Goyzel Tenekes V'Pesha Magilin Lovei Etzlai. Rav Yehuda speaks about unfair competition, and he says that a storekeeper cannot give sweet kernels or walnuts to children, as if he gives these items to children, then when they come to buy things for their parents, they will make sure to go to that store, and it's unfair competition. However, the Mishnah teaches us, V'cham matirin and cham matir you to do so. L'chayr Rav Huna's din is dafka l'fi Rav Yehuda, as l'chayr according to chamim, then they should be matir someone to compete with his neighbor. And the Gemara tells us that Rav responds to Ravina, afil tein Rabbanan, that really we could say that Rav Huna holds like Rabbanan, and ad kan le'plig Rabbanan led Rav Yehuda hasam, that the only reason why Rabbanan will chayl Rav Yehuda in the case in Bab Metzia, elu da amalei, as in that case, one storekeeper could say to the other, Anokam Fugina I'm gazi, that even though I'm giving the children walnuts, I play Shiyuski, you should give almonds which are better, and therefore the children will want to come to you, and therefore it's not unfair competition, as you definitely have the ability to compete with me. And in Bab Metzia, both of these stores were already there, and therefore one didn't have a greater chazaka than the other. However, Rav explains, Avalhacha, but in the case of Rav Huna, Afidu Rabbanu Moida, the Amalek, Pasakta Lechiyuse, since in Rav Huna's case, Reuven already opened up his store prior to Shimon coming to open up his store. So at that point, even the Rabbanu would agree that Reuven could say to Shimon that you have no right to open your store, as that is causing me to lose business, and that is actually causing me not to be able to support myself. As Rashi states, Aval Hacha Shezeh Hemetchila V'Hirgalish Daka B'Kach V'Zeh Baleirat Etzlelum Nasai Oymloi Pasak L'Chusai. And Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem, who explains the actual Metzias of Shani Dogen the Avisaira, the Mishum Hachim Achikim Mepre Ki Misa Loi Dava, Shabak Falum Tsudasai, but Michael Shemesim Tsudasai. Rabbeinu Geshem learns differently than Rashi, and he learns that these Dagim actually came into the nets of Ruvain, and now they're going to go to the nets of Shimon because they see that Shimon placed food there. And as he explains, Lafi, Shech Shema'ain and Viroyan Michael, but Mokam Acha, Baruchim Tsudasai Shazel, Vahachl Sham, and Vigoizel Biyadayim, Dovishikfa Bob Tsudasai, Al Baruch Pasa in Yochel Habit Michael. But if it's further than the Pasa, then the fish cannot see the other food. Al Gabri Rechaim, the Lekle Memachi, as Ruvain can't see the Shimon, Dova Boli Yodi, Hesim Meni, Shadayin Le Boli Yodi Klum, Moide the Matzal Ukmunum Bamavoi, Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues, Mesbe, let us ask a question on Rav Huna, that how could Rav Huna say that one person in Mavoi that set up a millstone has an ability to prevent his friend from setting up a similar store? But Lemaisa, the Brisa states, Ois Adam Chanos Betzad Chanusa Shel Chaveri, that a person could set up a store right next to the store of his friend, or Mechaz Betzad Mechatsa Shel Chaveri, or a bathhouse right next to the bathhouse of his friend, and Beinu Yochalumchas Biyadai, and even the first party that opened the store or the bathhouse does not have the ability to restrict his friend from opening a similar type of store or a bathhouse. As Shimon could say to Ruvain, you will do business within your store, and I will do business within my store and within my bathhouse. And clearly this brisa doesn't hold like Rav Huna. And the Gemara answers that in Chanami, this brisa doesn't go like Rav Huna, but Tanoi, there is actually a machlekes Tanoim, and Rav Huna will hold like the Shita of Shimon ben Gamliel. And Ayin Taisus, who points out that why does the Gemara have to bring a new brisa if the Gemara could have just responded that certainly Rabbi Huda from the prior brisa certainly argues on this brisa, and Rav Huna could hold like Rabbi Huda. And as Taisus states in the first of the wide lines, Tanoi de Tanya, Tem l'Rashba, the Ma'iloi Maisi HaMishto de El, that why did we bring the Mishto from Masechta Bar Metzia, the Man of Shach Rabbi Huda de Amar, lo yicholak chalvin klois ve'gozel t'nekes, pol gahach brisa, v'shem nichol asuya Tanoi, the pligi behedi b'hochi. And Taisus says that it seems that the Gemara wanted to bring a brisa where we see that there's a clear machlekes between the Tanoim, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds exactly like Rav Huna. And certainly Taisus couldn't answer that we didn't want to say that Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Huda, because then Rabbi Huda is being chaylik on the Chachamim. But l'maisa we stated beforehand that it's quite possible that Chacham actually agreed to Rabbi Huda, as we previously stated. In addition, we could say that ultimately in this brisa we're actually going to say that Rabbi Huda holds like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and in any case Rav Huna is holding like a yachid, and therefore we could have said that Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Huda, who is also a yachid. And the Gemara continues the Tanya, as we learned to the brisa, koyfim bnei mavoi zeh, that one member of a mavoi could force another member of a mavoi, shalei l'hoshe b'neim, that he shouldn't go and rent out his space, loy chayit v'loy burski v'loy melamet nekes v'loy echav b'nei bali umnis, not to a tailor and not to a tanner and not to a teacher and not from any one of the other bali umnis that are already there and are already established in this mavoi. However, l'shchenu in a kafo. However, one member of a mavoi cannot restrict another member of a mavoi from opening a similar store that he already has in that community. And certainly the Shita of the Tanakama is not like Rav Huna, as Rav Huna holds that even one member of a community can actually restrict the other member of a community from opening a similar business. However, Shimon Gamliel, and Rav Huna holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that one member of a mavoi can even restrict another member of the same mavoi from opening a similar store or a similar business as someone else in that mavoi. And the Gemara continues, that although Rav Huna just taught us that if Ruvain and Shimon live in a mavoi and Ruvain opened a business and now Shimon wants to open a similar business, then Ruvain can restrict Shimon from opening a similar business. We just explained Rav Huna is going like the Shita Rav Shimon Gamliel that stated in the Brisa after Shechina Kafo. However, the Gemara now continues, Om Rav Huna Bredi Rav Shua, the Rav Huna Bredi Rav Shua teaches us that even if you are born in that hole, that Ruvain cannot restrict Shimon from opening this similar business in the same mavoi, since Ruvain and Shimon both live in this mavoi. However, Pshitali, Bab Masa, Bab that certainly if Ruvain lives in City A and already opened a business, and then Shimon comes from City B and wants to open a similar business, then Ruvain can restrict Shimon and not allow him to open his business. And as Rashi states, and the Gemara now adds a caveat from Rav Huda Bredi Rav Shua. However, if Shimon, who lives in City B, actually pays taxes in City A, then we consider Shimon to be Ruvain's neighbor, and therefore Ruvain cannot restrict him from opening a similar business. And as Rashi says, that if Shimon pays his head tax to the governor or to the ruler of the city, then he's considered like he's a citizen of the city, and no one in the city could restrict him from opening a business. And Rav Huna Bredi Rav Shua continues and also states that it's also possible that if Ruvain and Shimon both live in the same mavoi, and even though though Reuven already started a business, Shimon could still open a similar business, and Reuven cannot restrict him since they're both from the same Mavui, and therefore we see Rav Huna ben Rav Shua passing like Rabbanon and not like Rav Huna and not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the Gemara continues that even though the previous two dinim were pasha to Rav Huna ben Rav Shua, however, Boy Rav Huna ben Rav Shua, Rav Huna ben Rav Shua had a following shaila, what would be the din if Reuven and Shimon both live in the same city, but they live in different Mavoyas, and would we say that Reuven has the right to restrict Shimon from opening a similar store in his Mavoy? Or do we say that since Shimon lives in this town, therefore he has a right to open a store in any place that he wants? And Rashi explains that Rav Huna ben Rav Shua is actually questioning the actual Lashon of the Rabbanon, as the Rabbanon stated, L'shcheino ein kofeo, and the question is, what is the definition of a Shachin? And as Rashi states, Mi avishcheino ein kofeo, do you say that he's considered his neighbor, and therefore he can't restrict him? Or Dilma Shcheino d'Amr Rabbanon b'Bab Mabaya, that specifically a person that lives in the same Mavoy, that who Mavoy Kamri, al-Bab Mabaya Achrino, lav-Shcheino, but if you live in a different Mavoy, then you're not considered his neighbor, and therefore he can restrict you, just like you're from a different city. Even though in this case, L'chaira, Shimon is paying taxes, as Shimon lives in the city. However, Tosis explains that the only time that we said that if someone pays taxes, they wouldn't be restricted, and they would be able to open a business anywhere in the city, that is Dafka talking about the Bnei Yair. However, it doesn't mean that he would have a right to go and open his store in any Mavui that he wants. And as Tosis states, Pirish Bnei Yair, Avu Bnei Mavui Motzim Akvi Shalei Yikonis B'Mavoyim, as the Gemara just stated. And the Gemara states, Teku, that we are not Peshit the Shaila, and I am the second to Bal and Tosis, Pshitili, the Bamasa, Bamasa, Achriti, Motzim Akiv, Rav Huna ben Rav Shua, Karbonis Vilei, as we stated, Rav Huna ben Rav Shua holds like Karbonon, and argues on Rav Huna and on Rav Shimon Gamliel, when Mboyle and his Shaila was, Bamboya, Bamboya the Almo, Imotzim Akiv, Yav Bechlashchino, Yilav, Kedapirisha Kuntres, the Kavasi Kaimlon, the Gabra of Huna, the Basrau, and we passing like Rav Huna ben Rav Shua, who was a Basra as compared to Rav Huna, and the Gemara continues, Amra Besif, Rav Besif states, and Maid Rav Huna, Bimkridatiki, Delay Motzim Akiv, that even though Rav Huna taught us that he holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and he holds that even if Reuven and Shimon live in the same Mavoy, as long as Reuven started a business before Shimon, then Reuven can restrict Shimon, even though Shimon is his neighbor and lives in the same Mavoy. However, Rav Huna is Maida that if Reuven started a school and he's teaching children, that Shimon can go into competition and can open another school. And as Rashi states, three lines from the bottom of Amid, Shemetechach Yizaru Bimnasan Shiru Zemizeh, and this way there'll be healthy competition. And as the Gemara states, the Amamar, and as we have learned, and we continue on Daf Chav Bezim and Alev, Kinesefrim Tab Chachma, and we were in Goyer's the parentheses in our Gemara based on Tesis at the top of Daf Chav Bezim and Alev that states, V'loi Gassin and Kamoshi Yish Bisfarim, the Amamar, as the Tikal and Lissol, Shi Mashif and Sefer Bitzad Sefer, the Lechoshav Lebim Ruba, Gabi Esset Hakonish Shetikain, as the Meis and Baba Kamo, when we counted 10 Takonis that Ezra made, this is not listed as one of these Takonis, and therefore it can't be that Ezra made this Takona, and we will stop over here.